Defense agencies and the military services have been taking actions to conserve money in the current fiscal year since mid-January. That's when Pentagon leaders said they could no longer wait on a political agreement on the budget before taking action in preparation for the dual potential problems of a full-year continuing resolution and sequestration. But those steps were designed to be reversible to the maximum extent possible. Now that sequestration is a reality, DOD says the next round of cutbacks will compromise military readiness and they'll have impacts that last beyond the current fiscal year. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says training for uniformed service members will begin to be pared back almost immediately. The Pentagon is now combing through its service contracts to decide which ones it can cancel or pull back, and within the next couple weeks, it will begin to notify civilian employees that they are targeted for one-day-a-week furloughs.
I know that these budget cuts will cause pain, particularly among our civilian workforce and their families. I'm also concerned, as we all are, about the impact on readiness that these cuts will have across our force. For these reasons, the department's senior leadership and I will continue to work with the administration and Congress to help resolve this uncertainty. Specifically, we need a balanced deficit reduction plan that leads to an end to sequestration. And we need Congress to pass appropriations bills for DOD and all federal agencies.
If sequestration stays in effect for the balance of the fiscal year, DOD says the problems will get worse and more obvious as time goes on as a result of actions it will have to take in the near term. Ashton Carter, the Deputy Defense Secretary, says the military services will cut back on training right away. The Army will only be able to train about 22% of its soldiers, starting immediately.
You'll see the Army beginning to curtail training at, for example, the National Training Center. If we go to the Air Force now, you'll see the Air Force beginning to curb flying hours. The nuclear-capable Air Force, that part of the Air Force which is participating in operations in Afghanistan, we will protect them, and that means that the cuts caused by sequestration, also the continuing resolution, will fall more heavily on other parts of the combat air force. They'll need to cease training, which means they won't be ready for other conflicts, which is a serious impact. You've already seen the Navy begin to make adjustments in terms of how many ships are at sea.
The Navy also plans to ground at least 4 flight squadrons. Meanwhile, the department's acquisition workforce will need to break open each one of DOD's 2,500 procurement programs and decide how or whether they'll be able to cope with the 9% funding reduction that will be indiscriminately applied to each one of them.
And so we're working with our industry partners on each of those, and you'll see them begin to make adjustments, for example, in the number of weapon systems in a given category that are being purchased. So a different kind of arrangement, fewer weapon systems in a contract than we anticipated were going to be put in a contract. That's the kind of thing you'll see. And as the Secretary indicated and the President indicated earlier today, this progressively builds over coming months and really constitutes a serious problem, particularly in the readiness accounts.
The military services readiness accounts are under particular pressure because of the combined effects of sequestration and the continuing resolution. Since the CR simply reuses 2012's budget numbers for this year, each of the branches have less than they requested in their operation and maintenance accounts, which fund training, maintenance, and many other activities. Meanwhile, many of the Pentagon's acquisition programs have more money than DOD asked for. There's no legal way for the department to move money between those accounts. One of the areas of flexibility it does have, though, is in its broad O&M accounts, and it's using that flexibility to prioritize operations in Afghanistan for nuclear bombers and on the Korean Peninsula. That means the cuts will hit non-wartime operations in a vastly disproportionate way, and Carter says they will have impacts that will take months or years to recover from.
In this, as in every other area, we're doing everything we can to minimize lasting damage, but you can't eliminate it. Let me give you 2 examples right away. When you can't afford to begin overhaul or maintenance of a ship, and you defer that maintenance, our shipyards have their planned maintenance planned out heel to toe through many years. And so once you've created a gap this year, that gap propagates into the future.
Those gaps already exist for the Navy. Carter says the Air Force will see an analogous problem as a result of its cutbacks to flying hours.
If you stop training for a while and you're a combat pilot, then you lose your rating and eventually can't fly at all, because we can't allow you to fly if you can't fly safely. So you're not only can't fly safely, you obviously can't fly proficiently, but you can't even fly safely. Then you have to go back to the long building back process of getting your readiness back. So this is not something that, even if it's temporary, and the Secretary explained that everybody hopes that in some way both sequester and the problems we're experiencing and associated with the continuing resolution will be resolved through legislation and a large budget deal of some kind. But even were that to occur some months from now, there would be lasting damage from this. It's very serious.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.